What crayfish can tell us about the brain? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Could a bad day at the office rewire your brain? Don Edwards, a researcher with the Center for Behavioral Neuroscience in Atlanta, is studying crayfish to find out.
These animals form dominance hierarchies, just like you see on the playground, or just like you see in your office, where there are some animals at the top and some animals at the bottom. So we've been interested in what changes occur in the nervous system when a dominance hierarchy is formed.
He says crayfish have one brain cell that makes their tails flip so they charge forward, and another one that makes the tail flip them into a quick retreat. After two crayfish fight, the winner's brain is rewired so he's always in charge mode. The loser goes into automatic reverse. What's this got to do with people? Well, Edwards says the human and crustacean brains have more in common than you might guess. Social difficulties among people could lead to such things as anorexia or depression by causing physical and chemical changes in the brain.
What are these different chemicals doing? How does the brain change when social conditions change? It may be that working on these animals will help understand where to look in a higher animal so that we can address some of these other questions.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.